your team bouncing back from the schedule from hell week and a half you had?
Yeah, we were concerned about this game. We find things to be concerned about every game, but they come in playing well. We take that deep breath, right? And then you know you got 4 days coming up. So there are a lot of things in the room to deal with. And they came out, Columbus came out and played very well, very quick early on. But we were solid enough, and our goaltender was really good. And then I thought we were pretty strong. After that original push, really their power play gave us some troubles, and we were pretty good with the exception of the chance they got late in the game. So good to go into the break feeling positive. They've earned it. They deserve a good break.
Well, you inherited this team 47 games into last season. You're now 48 games into this season. How would you compare the mood from when you first got here?
The mood? Was that the word?
The mood of the dressing room from then until now.
Then there's an awful lot of pressure playing in a Canadian market. You know, the losses, and you can see it in other teams that have struggled. So there was a lot of frustration. They were playing hard. They wanted to play better. And now I think the general feel in there is that we've been pretty good, that we're on the right path. But if you ever, when you stand behind the bench, the players call the game too. So they know what's going on, and now we're all calling the same game. And there's areas that we can get better at, so I don't think anybody's overly excited. I don't think we've been lucky, and I think we can get better.
Is that the blueprint, performance-wise, that you'd like to see for your home performances?
Yeah, we'd like to win every game, but no, you need to just don't get too excited when you're winning. You know, at the same time, I'm not going to introduce a bunch of negatives. There haven't been that many. There have been a lot of really important challenges met over this stretch of games. We can, the quality of our play at times has been good. I have a very difficult time assessing this block of our last 8 games because of the schedule and what it does to you. You know, we were overhandling the puck in some areas. You see that on teams that are winning some games. They feel good. They're scoring goals. So they'll handle the puck more than they need to. We can get back to a faster transition game. We're bringing it back an awful lot. I like the mentality. I like the reasoning behind it. But there are parts of our game that can improve. But you want to feel comfortable at home. I think we've started to feel more comfortable at home. You want your game looking the same road and home at this time of year.
There's a small break coming up. It hasn't been a long time since the last one. Is there any importance to finishing on a high note like that before the guys get a few days?
I think there always is, you know, as long as it's earned. And being able – so there's more challenges coming. We've got a heavy schedule in terms of the quality opponent coming up. Fortunately, we've bought ourselves some rest days in there. You know, we're not – there's only 3 sets of back-to-backs left for us, so that's positive. And you want to stay off that roller coaster at this time of year because there will be more pressure in these games and more scrutiny, and everything amps up. You want to put yourself in a position, go into these breaks where you really get to use the rest and feel good about ourselves, because we're going to have to marshal all our energy for these next 2 phases of the season. We love Hutchie. I'm not excited about goaltenders going to All-Star games. It's the one lousy position in that game. We are, you know, I mean, how can you not be just enamored by the way he's played? There are a lot of good goaltenders in this league, but he would certainly be a guy who's earned it.
Is that because he's a rookie or just in general?
Yeah, I would, if given the choice, you'd like to have 2 goalies that deserve to go and they never got invited. It's just, you know, shootout, and why bother?
What do you, without giving your plans specifically for traveling or anything, but what do you do with this break and how do you?
I'm going to spend it in a lot of very cold, very damp hockey rinks.
It's getting better.
Don't think so. Try not to catch a cold.
But do you?
Yeah, I get to spend time with you. I'm not traveling. You know, I got kids in school, so rest. You know, it's I can't imagine. We talk about the coaching staff, like, we're tired after that stretch, 7-11. You get a little exhausted. Can't imagine what the players were feeling. So this is all about rest. This is going to be a very intense push, so you want to take the time to. Okay, we'll see you in a little bit, guys.